episode 549, Wish Upon a Star.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, beautiful ladies. How are you? Are you impacting the world, or is the world impacting you? Maybe it's a little bit of both. Well, I hope today you are smiling so big that I can see it all the way across the oceans. And I want you to know that you are truly an incredible woman. Don't ever second guess yourself. We play those games too often in our head. So for today, for these few minutes that we have together to chat, it's time to be inspired. So you can do the next step. So you can go and cook your dinner. So you can go and work out and be the strong mama that you're meant to be. So you can go and impact the world around you and not feel like you're carrying the world upon your shoulders. You are incredible. You matter. Today we're chatting about Wish Upon a Star. And I feel like we should be singing the song, When You Wish Upon a Star. You know, you're already humming it. I can hear it. We are dreamers, and we were meant to dream. What was the last dream that you dreamt? Maybe it's been a couple nights. Maybe it was just last night you had a great dream. Or was a dream more of a nightmare? Are your days sometimes nightmares? You don't know necessarily always the direction that you're headed. Too many question marks. And it doesn't even mean that it's something like major. It could be something as simple as, my house is a mess and I need to get it clean. That can be major to somebody. Or it can be something tragic. A death in the family, an unexpected death. A diagnosis of an incurable disease. It doesn't matter which side of the spectrum we're on. It's important to understand that we have dreams. And those dreams bring us to perspectives. Perspective in our lives have us moving forward or backwards. Wouldn't it be amazing if you always felt energized and enthusiastic about what you've started? Wish upon a star. We're dreamers. We were created to dream. If we weren't dreamers, why would we be trying to go to the moon? And we actually landed there. Why would we try to see what's in quote-unquote outer space? What other planets? Why would we even attempt to go and see what Jupiter looks like, to take those pictures? We're dreamers. We were created to dream, to create things that are bigger than us, to serve those around us, to be in relationship with each other, wish upon a star. But you see, in fact, what happens is because of our human fallacies, we question. We pause because we have self-doubt. We wonder if we're really doing the right thing now. Why do you think so many dreams are crushed before they're even realized? The dreamer gives up. How many times have you given up on your dream? How many times have you given up on your dream today, going, oh my gosh, there's no way, Christiane, I can do this. What was I thinking? Maybe you're in the process of building a business and you've been at it for 13 months. And you're like, oh, I just don't know if I can go anymore. I don't seem to be making any money or any headway. What about the relationship that you're working on? That you've been working on for months upon months upon months? It takes work. But with work comes what dreams wish upon a star. Harriet Tubman says this, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. Wow. Pause for a moment and really digest what she said here. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. You are a dreamer. You were created to be one. Always remember, you have within you the strength. You have the strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Maybe you've heard it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Everything, all things. You have the strength. You don't carry it yourself, but Christ gives it to you. Wish upon a star. You have the patience. Psalm 27:14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Now that doesn't mean you're sitting in your rocking chair, literally waiting for him to show up. You need to be taking action and moving forward. Some of that requires us to have a coach because we can't see what's right in front of us because our emotions take control. We want to give up too easily because those 13 months of working this business and not seeing what we thought and dreamt about, and it's not here yet, we're ready to throw in the towel. Oh, but wait, wait. You have the patience. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Maybe there's two or three or four more steps that you're going to need to take before you begin to see what you've been dreaming about. You have the passion for the stars. You're a dreamer. This is a spark within you. It's a God-given spark. Ever had those, oh my goodness, was I here before? Maybe a deja vu. Maybe you had those, oh, this really feels like so real. Is this really happening? You have a dream, but then the dream comes and you're going throughout your days, your months, your years, and things begin to pop up. And you begin to see a pattern. And you're like, whoa, I didn't see all this stuff connecting. The puzzle, I'm beginning to see it now. You see, that's a God-given spark within you. You have the passion for the stars. He gave it to you. To what? Change the world. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, I don't know what else can. God has given you everything that you need within your reach to go out and dream the dream, to wish upon a star. God wants you to do your passion, your purpose, because he gave it to you. Why give up now? It may require you to what? Change. Yes, we've been talking about change. Change pushes you out of your comfort zone. It requires you to embrace new or different ways of doing things. It pushes you out of your box. Think about when you have a thunderstorm. And I'm talking about a real thunderstorm, not just trickles of rain. Okay? If you're in California, maybe you're used to more of the trickles of rain. Come in. And you go a little more Midwest, even East Coast, but you can get those heavy, lightning, bold, thunderous rains where the rain, you see it at a diagonal. You're like, I didn't know rain could fall this way. Gravity works this way. Doesn't it just go up and down? But it's coming at a diagonal. It's crazy. The wind is blowing. And you're sitting there in your home. And you hear it howling around your house. And the howl gets louder and louder and louder. That, my friend, you are being pushed out of your comfort zone. You're scared a little bit. It's shaking you up. As much as I love thunderstorms, they do still scare me. I have a high respect for thunder and lightning. I'm just saying. God is the Almighty. He is all powerful. But when he is at the helm, he carries you. He gives you the strength. He gives you the patience. He gives you the passion for it all to change the world. Oh, women of impact, do you hear that? You're here to change the world. The world may be your family right this second, and that may be your focus. That's an awesome world to be in. Your world right now may be your relationship with your husband. That needs to be your focus. That's your world. You focus on that. The world may be even broader for you. The world may be literally reaching to countries beyond your own country. Change the world. When you dream the dreams that God has given you, because I don't believe they're just flukes. I don't believe they're just kind of like, boop, here you go. I mean, yeah, you can go to the movies and have kind of a storyline that kind of, you know, triggers something in your mind. But you know those dreams that keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. When you're dreaming those dreams and you need to make that change, you see, the change is the blessing. Be the change. Don't be a scaredy cat. Don't run away and hide. Don't be a little dust bunny that's hiding under the bed and you don't find it for years and years and all of a sudden it's grown so big you wonder how in the heck you didn't find it before. Wish upon a star. Dream today your dreams that God has given you. Be the change because you can see your dreams come true if you wish upon a star. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.